Good afternoon. This is Lydia.
Hi, Lydia. This is Zach with the Bank of Cardiff. I believe I missed a phone call from you.
Yes, you did. Can you hang on just a second? Let me let someone else go.
Absolutely.
Thanks.
Sure.
Well, thank you for calling me back.
No problem. I'm sorry. I was on the other line with another customer, and I couldn't click over. We just got a new phone system. I'm still trying to figure it out.
I understand. Well, I got in the mail today an offer for financing with your company.
Okay. Was there a 16-digit reservation code on the offer?
Yes, it is 2511.
Okay. One second, please. I'm sorry. My computer must know that I'm in a hurry, so it slows down.
Well, of course. Duh. Why wouldn't it?
Yeah. It spells my fear.
Exactly.
So I am ready when you are. It was
2511.
2511. Okay.
0501.
Got it.
0033.
0033. Okay.
6331.
6331. And just one moment, and I can pull up the information that we have on your business. And is this Road Pig Transport Incorporated?
It is.
Okay. And just one more second here. And it is Nancy. And Nancy, what is your last name?
Actually, my name is Lydia. I don't know.
Oh,
her
I'm sorry.
Name.
I apologize. I was just talking with a Nancy. I'm sorry.
I've been called
it must
way
be
worse.
Friday.
Yeah, really.
Lydia, I'm sorry. What's your last name?
Myers.
Myers, okay. And as I had said before, you just got a new phone system, and I've experienced a couple dropped calls here and there. What would be a good number to reach back out to you if, God forbid, the call were to drop?
It's 970-434-5312.
5312. And how's your Friday been treating you?
Well, not so bad, actually.
Not so bad. Okay. So would like to confirm just some information that we have on file for your business. Are you still located at the 614-33¾ Road address in Clifton, Colorado?
Yes, we are.
Excellent. And then the business classification, is it a proprietorship, partnership?
Corporation.
Okay. Would that be a C or an S Corp?
Yes.
Gotcha. And then, so basically what you had received was an offer for funding. If you let me know what you're looking to do, we do have a multitude of programs, and I can hopefully guide you in the right direction and find a good fit for you.
Well, the thing that I'm calling you most about is the fact that it's an unsecured up to 3 years. So do you take a daily payment, weekly payment, monthly payment, or is that based on the criteria in which we qualify?
Exactly. So there are those three options there, and it would be based on the criteria that you do qualify for. You know, we would look at cash flow for the business, you know, time in business. We do look at credit and a couple other factors to really determine, you know, where you would fit into those programs. And we actually land our unsecured loans. We land off the gross annual sales from the year previous. We can lend 10 to 12% of that to use as you see fit, you know, as unsecured cash. Would you happen to know by chance, maybe a ballpark of what you had in sales last year?
891, say 892, rounding it up.
Okay. So, you know, just based off that, we could get you upwards of maybe 100 to 110,000. You know, was there a specific dollar amount in mind that you were looking for?
Well, depends on. Here's what I did. I took a crappy loan that's about to kill me right now.
Okay.
And what I'd like to do is get that better under control. So,
sure.
What kind of rates and payments and stuff do you offer?
Okay, absolutely. So who is that? Who is the loan that you have with now? I'm just curious if they're in our network or not.
Power Up Lending out of New York City.
I've never heard of them. And, you know, are they doing a daily payment with you with a daily draw?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
What are they taking daily?
700, 692-ish, and there's, it's too much. It's killing me. It's killing me.
That's killing me. Holy cow.
I said, holy shit, every day when that payment comes
out. I would too, but they're probably listening to it.
Yeah, they're probably sitting back going, look at that dumb broad. We suckered her into that mess.
How much was the original loan?
$110 However, I'm paying them back $145 And God, I can't believe I'm dumb. I should never have done what I did, and I did it, and I can't change it at the moment.
Yeah.
But I am looking to rectify the mess that I've gotten myself into.
Okay.
And that is a horrible loan.
Yeah. How far are you paid into this?
Not very. Maybe 2 months is all.
2 months. Okay. And then what is the term on this one? Is it, over
ten,
a year?
I think it's 10, 11, somewhere in there.
Okay, less than a year.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a tough one for sure. So what we could potentially do is look to pay off this loan.
Yeah.
And see if we could get you net you any additional for operational expenses or what have you, just for have cash on hand, and see if we could get you a lower rate as well at the same time.
Okay.
Does that sound feasible?
Well, it sounds like a dream if it can be obtained.
gotcha. that's my goal. Did you have anything else that you were looking to do? Maybe expand or bring on additional employees, or just to take care of this loan?
Well, that's the utmost importance as far as I'm concerned.
Sure.
However,
sure.
We are trying to mobilize to go from Colorado to Louisiana to work with FEMA on the cleanup and such.
Okay.
And we do need some, I got to house a crew. I've got to pay a crew. I've got, material supplies and that kind of crap that I'm going to have to pay for.
Right. Gas, stipend, or, food every day for the crew, all that good stuff.
I got to put them in something to live in. It just goes on and on and on.
Yeah.
If I could get, and I'm not looking to make my bad situation worse.
I
think I was drunk the day I signed those documents. I cannot believe I did that to myself. But
wow.
I did it.
Sometimes there's no other option. And if you need to make payroll or you have to pay bills and there's nothing left to do, it sucks. But sometimes you do have to bite the bullet. I've over the couple of years, I've gotten myself into a couple of crappy loans as well. And, that was my only option at the time. But
I had other options, which is the saddest part of my... I don't know what I was thinking. Obviously, I wasn't thinking clearly.
Well, if you were drinking that day, I wouldn't be drinking that same stuff again.
Yeah, really. I need to change what I drink. Oh, it's just so, I don't know.
Okay.
My goal in life is to get, my customer killed himself 3 weeks ago.
Oh, no.
Yeah. And I'll tell you what, that has altered my world, and it kind of caught me off guard.
Yeah.
I mean, you don't expect that to happen.
Absolutely not.
It did happen, and I can't even begin to tell you how bad that has made a mess of my day, but
was
it'll
this
be
recently?
Okay.
Wow.
Yeah. It's been kind of a toughie.
I've actually dealt with that same type of thing in the past. A friend of mine did something very similar, and it just it sticks with you. It doesn't go away. It takes a while.
And he was a young guy. It's like, what on earth could have been so bad that you had to do that?
Why couldn't you talk to somebody?
And you know what? Really, I talked to him at 4:10 that afternoon, and he killed himself at 7:30.
Holy cow.
It's like, did I miss something? This drives me crazy. He literally drove 42 miles from his house, shot himself in his pickup truck.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
I'm so sorry to hear that. That's terrible.
Well, it's just... And he's got a young family.
No.
Oh, my hell. He's got a little boy that's 11. How do you look at a kid and say, well, here's the deal?
Yeah, I mean, Just personally, I would think that would be the only inspiration I would need would be my children to even, no matter how crappy my life situation is to stay alive for them and, you know, make sure that they have kids that will take care of me.
No, fake. It's just, I don't know. I just sit here every day since this has happened. I'm like, why did you do it, sweetie? There had to have been a reason, because this young man was like really super, well, first of all, he was really full of himself, but he was just business-minded, success-minded.
Right.
I mean, everything. This kid had everything to live for. And it's like, what the hell did you do?
No one had any indication that it was, you know, severely depressed?
No.
Wow.
He had gone to North Carolina, and he did tattoos.
Uh-huh.
I mean, he's not a trashy tattoo guy, but he did tattoos. And he did a competition with that guy on TV, that Joey, the tattoo artist guy on TV,
Master. Yes.
Okay, he tattooed in a competition with them, mm-hmm. and he beat this tattoo artist that's on TV. This kid beat that guy's tattoo people.
Wow!
And all kinds of trophies and all this stuff and. I mean, he just had a blast, and he was jazzed about all of this stuff, and then, you know, 2 weeks, 3 weeks later, guess what? Bam, it's over with.
Unbelievable. That's
totally.
It makes the hair on my arm stand up. I mean, it's almost unfathomable.
Yeah, and you just can't figure out any. And I said, when I found out, after I stopped bawling, I said, somebody's killed this kid. Somebody had to have killed him, because it's so un him to do something like that.
Right.
And I could almost accept a murder better than I can suicide. But
so no note was left behind, no nothing on why that had happened. So everyone just left in the dark.
Yeah.
Wow.
And I talked to his dad, who allowed us to be part of the funeral and stuff, and I mean, we didn't go to his funeral, but because they buried him in Alabama, and we live in Colorado, but
right.
His dad said it was definitely a suicide. It's like, damn it.
That's just heartbreaking.
It is. And then he killed himself 3 days before his 39th birthday.
Oh,
and that was the other thing. He was really jazzed about it. He and his wife and his kids were going to go somewhere, Virgin Islands or something. They were going to go down there for a week. Some relative has paid all their expenses to go and all the stuff.
Oh, nice. Nice.
Yeah. And it's like, nothing. None of this makes a damn bit of sense. It makes me nuts to even talk about it. There's just nothing that makes it make sense.
And it never will, it's at this point, it's really tough to get any sort of clarity because there's nothing left behind to put the pieces together, basically.
Right. I told his dad, I said, I hate to tell you this, but I'd rather know somebody killed him.
Yeah, and have closure.
It's like, that's not ever going to be the case.
That's just too bad. That's a wasted life, basically.
Oh, buddy, But in the meantime, and I hate to say this, but in the meantime, he's also made a mess of our business, because this obviously has caught us completely unaware and unprepared. And thank God we have many talents and we can go do other stuff and that kind of a thing. But it has had an unfortunate negative impact on our business. So.
I'm sorry to hear that.
We're trying to scramble. Yeah, we're trying to get it put back together, and we will. But if I could get that terrible monkey off my back, that would help the most.
Alrighty. Well, I will do my darndest to help you, and it's a pretty simple process. We have a one-page application, and I can actually shoot this out to you in an email. What's a good email for you, Lydia?
LydiaRPT@gmail.com.
RPT@gmail.com. So along with the one-page application, we would want to look at 6 months of bank statements just to verify cash flow for the business, and also the first 2 pages of the most recent tax return to verify your sales and ownership. And obviously, the contract or the first page of the contract with PowerUp Lending. Just it shows the amount borrowed, total payback, and daily payment. And that's all underwriting would really need to, you know, to see what we can make available, the snapshot that we need, basically, to see what we make available for you.
I have a really dumb question for you.
No problem.
Do you have to pull the credit report?
Yes.
I know you're going to have to in order to do the loan.
We just look through Experian. We don't go through all three agencies.
Oh, God. Everybody keeps whacking on that damn thing.
How would you rate it currently? Is it no average?
I have that Check Your Credit deal on Chase, on uh-huh. my Chase card, and mine's down to a 686.
Okay.
Joe's is, I think Joe's 689.
So you guys are right at the national average, which is not going to hurt you guys at all.
I usually carry a 700 plus credit score.
Oh, gotcha. I understand. But to be honest with you, that credit that won't affect you that in any adverse way. It might actually help you out. Majority of the folks that we deal with, you know, have credit challenges here and there. So if you're upwards of 700, you know, that's going to bode well for you.
Okay, good. All right.
And how long have you guys been in business?
Since 04.
Oh, congratulations. Nice. That's a solid 12 years there then.
Yeah.
Okay.
We haul crude oil, and that has been a challenge too. But you know what? It's going to come back, and it's going to be great again. But,
that's what I've been hearing. I was actually working with a customer up in North Dakota. He does some of that as well, and he said that his business is starting to pick up again. He's seeing more action. So it sounds encouraging. Yeah.
And I think it's going to be, but until we get back up and get recovered from this last little event, if I could repair my stupid moment and get rid of that horrible loan, but I don't want to replace one horrible loan with another and have all the BS on my credit report and all the stuff.
So
my goal in life is to make a whole lot better sense than it does.
Okay.
So if you could just have a look at the information and maybe not pull the credit. I mean, there's things, I used to do mortgage lending years ago.
Okay.
So I could get a file and I could look at it and say, oh, Mr. Smith, you're not going to get a loan. Or, you know,
I'm not
an underwriter, but you're not going to get a loan. You know, so at least it gave people an opportunity. So, you know, if you could kind of look at it.
I could. I could look at it, but we would need the package, and I would look at everything, bank statements, look at cash flow, you know, time in business is excellent, and everything else sounds on the up and up. So I would look at that and actually get with my manager as well and say, you know, what are your thoughts on this file before we pull credit?
If you wouldn't mind, please.
I don't mind at all. No problem. Okay. No problem.
Wells Fargo loved everything except for we didn't have good enough cash flow for Wells Fargo.
So you have gone to see if there are other options out there.
Not recently. We were working on a card for fuel and that kind of stuff. They have a card called the P card,
right?
And it's a Visa product. Blah blah blah. So we applied for those P cards back earlier this year. And, you know, we write the shit off of our returns. I mean, we
of course.
Can. And we do.
Right. Why not?
Well, exactly. And, you know, typical traditional bank, you know, they're just, and I dumped the last year's returns in the red 20 grand because I had that many trucks I could depreciate, and hell, why not?
Exactly. Especially if you're paying a CPA to do all this stuff, you might as well squeeze as much as you can out of them, you know?
Well, and what I had asked the CPA not to do, I said, whatever you do, don't put us in the red. Well, I went and picked up the tax returns, paid her, didn't look at them about till, I don't know, a week or so later. I look at them, and I'm like, oh, shit. But by that time, they'd already been filed.
Oh.
And, you know, what do? You just go, well, thanks a lot.
I guess you just got to keep moving forward at that point, I guess. It's just like...
Well, and that's, yeah. So it's not the end of the world stuff. It's just things. But all in all, I think we're pretty strong as far as, you know, we have good credit. I've had better credit. We both have had better credit. But
right, right.
Self-employed people get the shit kicked out of their credit reports.
Yeah. Well, you know, Lydia, what you've told me, you know, everything sounds extraordinarily solid. So, again, I would just like to look at everything, and I will go through it with a fine-tooth comb with my manager before we decide to say, hey, this is something that is worthwhile. You know, let's pull credit. And obviously, I'll contact you before that as well.
Would you please?
Yeah, no problem. But what I'd like to do is I will shoot you out an email of the documentation that we would need. And my direct dial will be on there as well. So maybe if you want to gather it over the weekend or, you know, I'll give you a holler at some point early next week to check in with you to see where you're at. And then we can go from there.
Perfect.
Okay. Perfect. Okay. All righty. And again, my name is Zach. And it was a pleasure to meet and speak with you today. I'm going to shoot you out that email here shortly. And follow up, give you till like Tuesday, maybe check with you Tuesday morning.
All right, I may just get it to you over the weekend. It depends on how much I do with my grandkids.
Gotcha, I understand. I totally understand.
I've got a 3-year-old grandson, and let me tell you something. Grandma busy.
I'm sure he's a ball of energy.
Oh, my gosh, he makes my
Yeah, I have a little 3-year-old nephew, and I am just wiped out at the end of the day after spending the day with him.
Yeah.
I need a vacation for my vacation.
Exactly. All right, Zach, I really appreciate you letting me ramble on and stuff, and I hope
no problem.
Can do something that makes sense.
Me too. I look forward to seeing what we could do for you, and I'm going to send you this email right now. You have a wonderful weekend, and we'll talk Monday or Tuesday, okay?
Perfect. Thank you.
All right. Take care, Lydia.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.